There is a rich history, folks, that you're not being told and you're being lied to or misled about what it is that men and women, that even if they don't choose religious life, as brother has, and God bless you for it, brother, that doesn't mean that you can't choose religion in your life, right?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Maybe I should be your spokesman.
Well, you know, it boils down to faith and courage. Most people think faith has nothing to do with courage, but faith is the essence of courage. Because if you have the courage to believe that Christ rose from the dead on the basis of the testimony you've heard, then you have the courage to start ruling your life by that faith and guiding everything you do. Now, what do the religious and the saints and martyrs of old teach us? That chocolate cocoa isn't necessary for life. You know, that gin and scotch is not necessary for life. Neither is that slice of roast beef. All these other things that are in the world, God has given to us because he's a good provident father, but not that we adore them and not that we live here forever. This is just a testing ground. So the saints show us the way by having the courage to put faith in practice in the little thing and to make it clear where a man's true strength and virtue lie. It's detachment from the world and attachment to Christ. So that's the essence or seed of courage in any state of life, wherever you are. For the soldier, it's the willingness to risk his life to save others. For the religious, it's to give up a career, family, fame, fortune to live for Christ and make his sacred name known. So each in his own way. We can see the example and the difference, like you're pointing out, between modern philanthropy and medieval charity. We use even different words. Modern times, they call it philanthropy. You have Bill Gates. He gave his entire wealth, $58 billion or something, to a nonprofit, and they praised him for his philanthropy. But what does that nonprofit do? It sells computers. It sells Microsoft computers to the poor of the third world, so they become more dependent on this corporation. So,
what a great job.
It's philanthropy means love of mankind, but what he's did is more pharisaical parasitism. He's using his money just to make more money, and he put it all in a nonprofit trust so that he doesn't have to pay taxes on it. So it's very self-serving. Whereas in the Middle Ages, they gave up their money. They built a church that served for centuries the poor, the faithful, people of all walks of life in their own town or village or province that glorified God and encouraged people to be upright and virtuous and hope for the world to come. That is truly philanthropy. That is true love of your neighbor. So that's one of the biggest problems of modern time. Even the wealthy aren't helping society with their wealth when they decide to give it away. They're just staying within the closed box of materialism and what's in it for me. That's not real charity. So as I say to our potential benefactors in the order, what better investment is there but defense and security of Western civilization? And what better way to do that than to defend Christian? Because there is not going to be civilization without Christian. And if Christians are threatened, they need to be defended. If we don't defend the weak and suffering when we can, how can we expect anyone to defend us when we are not able? And the Muslims wouldn't be pouring into Europe right now if the Christians had been strongly defended in the Middle East. They wouldn't dare. They'd say, I'm not going to go to a Christian country. I know what they do. They kick butt. So we've shown weakness. We've been duped by Marxists and socialists to become pacifists and bow our neck and turn the other cheek and get slapped five times and take it. And we've been taught to be so passive as not even rebel at what is wrong and what is unjust. And as I said to, we have a Twitter account at Ordo Militaris on Twitter. You can find us there, Militaris Cath. I said, you know, we've had many administrations in the U.S. government who have been pro-Israel. We've thrown billions and billions at the tiny little state of Israel.
Tens of billions.
It's about as big as the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. You know, it's not really that big. And we've sent them, we've probably given them more foreign aid than we've given money to Massachusetts, so that's probably an exaggeration for me to say that. But so, and we had one administration that was pro-Muslim. It was doing everything to promote Islam and import Muslims to the United States and give billions to all kinds of countries overseas that want to kill Jews and Christians. How long do we have to wait for a U.S. administration that's pro-Christian? We are a predominantly Christian country. It's predominantly the administrations we have are elected by Christians, but we don't get anything out of it. It's a one-way street. We have to support the government, but they do nothing for us. They won't even give tax monies to help our schools. So, you know, America's a wonderful country, but it's a one-way street for Christians. We must serve, and we get nothing out of it. All right. At most, the president will say, God bless America. He'll never say, Jesus Christ bless America.